This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I apologize for playing hooky on Friday. I actually wasn't playing hooky because I was in the middle of a classroom. All right, and the new Toro medical students started on Friday. They had orientation, and me, one of the professors, it was awesome. Oh, it was so awesome. The little baby doctors running around the place. Okay, now, of course, I had to behave myself because, you know, all right, already a lot of the students are used to me. You know, many of them already know who I am. But a lot of times with medical school, you have people from out of state, and even though my show is national, you know, the average young person, you know, doesn't usually listen to, you know, talk radio. And so I had to introduce myself. And when people first meet me, I think they think I'm crazy. I don't know where they get that. I think I'm cool, and I think I'm very, you know, mommy-ish, and, you know, very passionate about things. But I think some of them are a little scared, okay? Because, of course, you know, I got up there, and I was like, oh, my gosh, how are my babies doing? Okay, and everyone's like, who the hell are you? And, you know, I got through it, and I think now they kind of get a feel for what type of a professor I am. See, I've never had a professor like that, and I wish I did. I wish I had a mama professor, okay? Remember, I didn't really get along with my own mother. And so I was looking for maternal figures in my attendings, and most of my professors, if not all of them, were guys. You know, and I'm sorry, but, you know, guy attendings, you know, they're not very motherly. You know, I'm like, oh, man, I got period cramps. Like, I don't care. Just go to the bathroom and then, you know, scrub in for the next surgery. Like, all right. So you really, really didn't have any, you know, maternal type of, you know, no bosom to cry into. You know, when you had a rough, you know, medical, not that I want anyone near my bosom by any means, but, I just wanted them to know that, you know, what I didn't have, I'm going to be there for them. Now, it's very hard to promise that to, I think 135 students, okay? Because, I mean, eventually I need to play Pokemon Go. I mean, you know, eventually I need to go home. But it was really, I mean, they're very, I mean, I'm, like, really excited about the new doctors. You know, here we are, we're sitting there ripping on the millennials, and we're ripping on the new guys, and we're ripping on how, you know, young people, you know, are in no way going to be able to support us, and, you know, we're all doomed. I'm looking at these kids, and they're pretty smart. I've been teaching Spanish to physical therapy students, and wow, I mean, they could take care of me right now. I don't care if they've even graduated. I mean, wow. And so I'm pretty impressed. I'm not sitting there, you know, doing this as a commercial. I mean, I'm sure many other schools besides Toro University has great medical students, but I got to tell you something. I think the reason why I'm in a good mood is because I really have hope for our future. I really do. Now, true, I can mess it all up, you know, okay? You know, being trained by Dr. Dahlia could really, you know, muck things up, muck with an M, but that's okay. That's okay. The fact that we could always, you know, retrain them, or they'll be help for people who were trained by me. I'm confident of that. I'm just, you know, pretty excited about that. So I think the students are going to be good. I think you guys are going to be in very good hands. Let me just tell you that honestly. I'm so optimistic about the future. Now, then I had to take a quick trip to L.A. And going to L.A., I always love to do. L.A. is about, you know, 4 hours, as long as I don't have to, you know, pee or my fiber doesn't kick in. We can make the trip in about four hours, 15 minutes. All right? So we go there because one of our family members has a new relationship. And so we were there to meet the new relationship, the girlfriend. And I didn't realize where, you know, because usually with family and meeting family and, you know, the stress that comes with it, because you all know I went through a lot of stress with the whole in-law thing, okay? You know, for some reason, they didn't like me. Really? Why? I don't know. Who knows? But now, I'm on the other side of the table. It's very interesting. Oh, I loved her. Loved her. But now I'm on the other side. So now I could do no wrong. It doesn't matter if a boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever's entering the family doesn't like me. They have to like me. It's law. I mean, I remember that with my husband. When I had to meet the family, I went into it going, I love everybody. And I did. I didn't pick and choose and say, oh, I don't like this person, this person. I was like, you know what? I love you all. You all are great. This is wonderful. I have everything to lose if I don't. And that's what's so cool, because look, I'm at the age now where, you know, I don't really make a lot of friends. And, you know, a lot of people don't like me. And so the one automatic given that you have is somebody new coming into the family has to like you. Now, yes, they may secretly go back to an apartment or house going, you know what, that lady there with the googly eyes, I don't know about her. But it doesn't matter, because she can't act mean or he can't act mean around me, because they have no idea what influence I have on the family. So it's very, very interesting. So I liked her. She liked me. It was a great... I didn't have to worry about anybody's... I mean, I just was so happy. So it was... I don't know. And, you know, women, it's very, very tough. You know, when women meet women. Okay, you know, I could meet a man. And meeting men, believe it or not, I do very, very well with men. I don't do well meeting women. Because women have spidey sense. You thought I have some good spidey sense. We all do. Our PMS gives us powers beyond what Thor or anybody could even imagine. And so you're nervous because you meet somebody, right, who's a woman. She knows if you're wearing Spanx. She knows if your hair is fake. She knows, I mean, if you stuff your... She just knows. These women know. So it's very, very difficult to meet another woman. And so, you know, a lot of us, you know, we just kind of, you know, like cats. You know, we just kind of walk around each other going, okay, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to have a pact. Okay? Nobody snitch on the other one. We're going to get along, or we're going to get through this unscathed. And it works out great. It was a great weekend on my end. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Read my attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
Five-seed oil in One World Way. For your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Let me get my reading glasses here. This morning, I was watching a high-speed chase from a woman in San Diego County. And when I turned on the TV, it looked like she was going about 20 miles an hour, thank the Lord, in a residential area. But she was really driving erratically, and it was kind of nerve-wracking because it looks like this started around DeSoto Avenue in Woodland Hills, which, by the way, when I was born, we lived in a very small house or apartment off of DeSoto Boulevard. So that's the 101. Okay, so it started at the 101 around 4:12 a.m., which could explain why after 2.5 hours she actually made it to San Diego. Because if you're starting that early in the morning, that's probably the only time ever there's not as much traffic on the 101. Usually the 101 is gridlock. So I guess the pursuit started off of that. And I know it's just where I was born. Well, I wasn't born. I was born in Cedars of Lebanon, which is now called Cedars of Sinai. So I was born there, but I remember living off of the DeSoto exit. Okay, anyway, so the female suspect got onto the 101, and then she led authorities out to Long Beach, exiting near Ocean Boulevard. Then she drove erratically through surface streets, traveled about 60 miles an hour or less, and then she went on the 710, then the 405, and then I think she made it all the way into San Diego County. All right. It was very interesting how cops have to now handle these high-speed chases. It's nothing like in the movies. Okay, so she's going slow enough, and you see the cops, and then she turns down the street, and she gets caught in a cul-de-sac. So I'm like, well, great. Rammer or get all the vehicles, you know, right there blocking her in the cul-de-sac. She can't really speed up. She can't go anywhere. But no, you saw the police vehicles off to the side allowing a lane for her to go. Now, I don't know if this is anything new because, you know, now they have to, you know, do things very, very, carefully and calculatedly, and, you know, they can't just stop. You know, one of them did nick the bumper. One of them did run into her car and nick off the bumper. But then she just drove with the bumper scraping along the street. I don't know what she was doing. I don't think we have any idea. But I found it very interesting that, you know, they couldn't just, you know, ram the car, get her to stop, and then, you know, disable the vehicle. They actually had to let her drive until finally she stopped, and then they were able to surround her. However, you saw the trepidation, and I mean, God bless any first responder that has to, unfortunately, you know, stop and accost somebody who, you know, could be a threat to them and apprehend them. But, you know, you saw them very, very carefully, you know, come up to the car. And, you know, you saw them coming at an angle and you know, you saw their training. And I think they did a very good job. And, you know, she, you know, and I guess they opened the door and they pull her out and they, you know, put her in handcuffs. And you don't know what she was doing. But I think I have a much simpler, idea for you all, because this was going on since 4:12, okay, 4:12 in the morning, all right? These guys, they have to go to the bathroom, right? They have to go to the bathroom. So what I would do is say, look, okay, we understand you've been driving around, because I was watching TV around, 8 in the morning? Okay, so obviously, there is no way anybody could go 3.5 hours without having to pee. I mean, if they were a woman. Okay, men, they could go all day, but a woman. So what I would do is I would have put some signs out there, especially when she gets stuck in a cul-de-sac going, look, okay, we got a porta potty for you. We're going to let you stop and go potty, and then we'll let you get back in the car. So then, you know, she'll probably be like, you know what, I really do have to pee. So then she goes to the porta potty, and what I would do is, all right, I would then disable the car when she's going to the bathroom. Then, as she comes out of the porta potty and tries to get back into the car, she can't drive anywhere. And then you could come up to her, or you could surround her in the porta potty. But I understand we got to give them privacy and that kind of thing. I just don't understand why it went as many hours as it did. But I got to tell you, watching these high-speed crashes, one of you had texted me asking me if O.J. Simpson made parole yet. No, this was not an O.J. Simpson chase. By the way, car chases happen all the time with cops. It doesn't necessarily mean it's O.J. Simpson. It looks like people in pain could now buy medical pods in Minnesota. All right, apparently today brings a sliver of hope to many people in Minnesota that have incurable pain because they can finally buy medical marijuana. Manufacturers and patients have big hopes for this because they think that it'll usher in thousands of new patients, bringing down high costs. Sometimes these medication regimens are about $1,000 a month. And so the Minnesota legislature legalized medical marijuana in 2014, banning the plant form, allowing only pills, oils, and vapors, and restricting it to patients with 9 serious conditions. But the legislature now has added intractable pain to the program's first year. And Maya, the GCN network, is actually located in Minnesota. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what kind of music starts to play on my bumpers. You know? Yeah. Bye, bye, Miss America. Bye. Or probably the Puff the Magic Dragon song is going to probably be played a lot. Puff
Magic Dragon. And I'm like, wait a second, guys, where did this music come from? What's going on over there? But, I gotta tell you, news like this actually makes me happy. You know, I criticize marijuana a lot because we're starting to get more and more data on how it's not safe. And in fact, it could be 3 times as more dangerous to your heart than tobacco smoke. But I just don't have an alternative for people with intractable pain. And until I have an alternative or I have something that I could, offer people, you know, I really think marijuana could be an adjunct. I just hope that, you know, most communities have the logistics in place before they let this go. Get to the degree of popularity that I think it will be. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really distracted by this next article, cockroach milk. Okay. Apparently, I don't know if you guys knew this, but cockroaches lactate. That's how they feed their babies. It makes sense. And I guess cockroach milk is now the latest fad. And in fact, they think it is a superfood. The Pacific beetle cockroach does not lay eggs, but instead it gives birth like live offspring in little brood sacs. The mothers provide food for their young via a milky substance containing crystals packed with protein, sugar, and fat, just like we mamas do with our breast milk. Scientists claim this cockroach milk is the most nutrient and calorically dense substance on Earth. Wow. Well, then why don't we just feed our babies cockroach milk? In fact, you know what? Cockroaches are always in my house. Why don't we just let them do what they need to do? They say, well, compared at the same weight, cockroach milk contains 3 times as much energy as buffalo milk, which is, I guess, one of the animal kingdom's most highly protein-packed milks, according to care2.com. The crystals in the cockroach fluid metabolize amazingly quickly, piquing the interest of athletes who require a fast replenishment of protein to repair and build strong muscles after a workout. Now, we have no idea if cockroach milk is toxic to humans. But I guess there's a biochemist at India's Institute for Stem Cell Biology and Regenerative Medicine in Bangalore and co-author of the study says, I don't think anyone is going to like it if you tell them. We extracted crystals from a cockroach and that is going to be food. But cricket flour protein bars are already a thing. So he thinks that there may be some adventurous people that'll want to suckle off a cockroach's. Yeah, okay. This is disgusting. They say the researchers suspect the milk could be artificially made or bioengineered with yeast, removing cockroaches from the equation altogether. And they said this could maybe satisfy vegans or people who hate almond milk. They say both types of these milks tend to drain natural resources, and they say dairy milk industries, really? I don't know. Anyway, protein bars, powders, and drinks could be filled with artificial cockroach milk, and then the workouts could be fueled with by this. Maybe babies that are malnourished because their mom's breast milk isn't feeding them well. By the way, they say mom's breast milk is the child's first vaccine, but they need to get it the very first day. When we come back, I'll tell you really quickly about breast milk and why it's so important. Very difficult because most of us don't lactate after the first hour. I mean, I think it took me 5 years until my milk came in. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you try the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, really quickly here, I want to get to this one email, and I love parenting emails, okay? Yeah, it's really nice that you guys think I'm an expert on parenting, even though I think I'm a real crappy parent. But that's okay. Let's just keep the facade up. Byron writes, my daughter is 15 and a half, and she transformed from an adorable, kind little girl to a witch. Okay, I can't say it on air. She's just like her mother, he says. Oh, jeez. Like you, when I grew up, I would be backhanded if I spoke the way to my parents like she does to me. What suggestions do you have? So he kind of talks about, her attitude and her, you know, you can't, you know, obviously, you know, smack a kid across the face like we were growing up. Not that he wants to, but, I, you know, Let me start. I got so much to say on this subject, okay? Because, you know, I'm kind of dealing out with my kids. I got a 16-year-old kid, and I have a 13-year-old. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, the attitude and the way they talk to me. Now, what helped me, because I got to tell you, I think I'm starting to get a grip on this and their attitude. Okay, but how do I say this? Because I'm really, really blunt with my son. For example, like one of them, okay, he's just an outright jerk, but that's not the word that comes to mind. And I will say, look, I just asked you a question. You don't have to sit here and become a blank. And he's like, I'm not being a blank. And I go, no, but you did. Okay, you could have answered that a variety of different ways. So one is I accuse them straight out. Okay? And I mean, you may have to do that as a father. It's hard because I'm a mother, so I feel like I could say whatever I want to the kids. And, you know, dads, you know, sometimes they have to, I guess, you know, be careful. Like, you know, the things my mom said to me and called me, my father would have never said. You know, it was just, okay, you know what, we're going to let a woman handle that part. But, you know, you are her parent, and it sounds like you and mom are estranged. And so, sometimes with kids of divorce, they get away with a lot, and they feel like, well, you know what, I'm not going to get punished, you know, if it's my time to visit dad or my time to visit mom, so I could get away with whatever. And you need to let them know that you can't. So, but every child is different. Okay, so for my older son, whenever he mouths off or I see him be a jerk, okay, and you guys know the word I really want to say, to let's say his brother or somebody else. I'm like, really, you don't have to be a blank, honestly. I mean, all he did was ask you a question, really? Well, I didn't, you know, and he stops short and he realizes that what he did was a little blankish, okay, and then to not be that way. My other son, though, is different. My other son, he doesn't act like that yet because he's still too young to, but he is sometimes such a jerk. So with him, I do the guilt trip thing. Okay, so what will happen is he'll complain and he'll do passive aggressive stuff or whatever, and then all of a sudden, you gotta be really unpredictable with it, okay? All of a sudden, I'll just slam something down and go, I'll give up. I can't do this anymore. I spend my whole day trying to please you. It's just about you, and nothing I could do pleases you. Oh my gosh, I give up. I don't know what to do anymore. And boy, does he feel bad. Oh, does he feel bad. And then, if I really want to turn up the waterworks, I will get an amazing apology. So you see, I know how to deal with guys because I'm a girl. And so my next move is going to really capitalize and perfect on my crying technique. Okay? And I am going to one day let my kids think that they made me cry. And I think that is going to scare the hell out of them. And I'm not saying fake it, all right? But listen, I think we as parents, we hide the fact when our kids hurt us. Don't do that. And don't just say, you know what, I was hurt. Okay, we're not the Waltons. They don't get that. You can't just say, you know what, that hurt me when you said that. They aren't going to you know respond to that. You have to really look hurt. Now, you got to be very, very careful. Because you also don't want to empower them at all. If my kids think that they could reduce me to a blubbering, fool, right, in the corner of the house because they said they didn't like my cooking or they didn't like my choice of music, okay, then I don't want to give them that kind of power either. But if they are acting in a way and they don't realize the consequences of how they're acting, and you're used to it because, you know, you live with them and you're tough, you know, maybe scare them a little bit. And what scares kids isn't the belt. Well, I was scared of the belt. It isn't the fact that we're going to get backhanded. It isn't the fact that we're going to get grounded. What scares kids is unpredictability. Okay? I knew if I acted up, I was going to get the belt. I knew that. Yes, I was scared of the belt, but what really scared me is not knowing mom's and dad's reaction. And so them completely throwing you into a tailspin. Okay, so what do we do if you're the guy? Okay, so you're the dad, and the daughter, right, says something that's really cruel. Okay? Now, it's hard, because if you're not a good actor, you will not be, because remember, you know, kids are smart, but, you know, let's say she goes, you know what, Dad, now I know why Mom left you. I totally understand why Mom left you. And what I would do is I would hold my chest. Okay, go, enjoy the drive. Now go, I gotta sit down for a second. I just gotta sit down. Now, if she asks you, are you okay? That's cool. If she doesn't, you know what, I can't talk to you right now. That, you're just too hurtful. And just walk away. Now, okay, be careful because she may steal, you know, money out of your wallet. She may steal keys to your car. But if you've never done anything like that, okay, see what happens. You got to be careful. You don't want her to think you're faking it. But then be quiet. Be the complete opposite. If she expects you to yell, be the complete opposite. All right? And don't call her the B word. I was called that growing up. Did it change me? I still am. I'm a royal B word a lot of times. That didn't correct it. But I got to tell you, if I did something hurtful and I learned that what I did was hurtful, I knew, you know, that's a weapon I could use later. Yeah. All right. And so, you know, she needs to know that what she did, well, maybe she'll feel good about it. Maybe she'll get an initial win. Okay. And you know, remember I taught you guys how to fight. Sometimes you have to give an initial win. Just so you could go back in for the kill or for the ambush. And again, I'm using these words figuratively when it comes to your kids. Okay? Let her think she won, but then let her realize her actions. Okay? You know, is she happy with who she became? Right? She now hurt her father. She now said something so hurtful. And some of you are like, Dahlia, this isn't going to work. Listen, okay, I got two spoiled brat boys. It works. Okay? And I mean, hopefully they don't listen to the show, and I just totally ruined the rest of my parenting techniques for the next few years. But you have to be unpredictable. You can't let her think you're going to turn around and yell at her, or you're going to, you know, et cetera. And, you know, and also, you know, show her examples of, you know, people who she dislikes and where some of her behavior is mimicking that. Okay? I mean, that's a lot of us don't see ourselves for who we really are. You know? And then, you know, when you say, you know that person we saw in that movie? When you said that, that's exactly who I thought of. And, you know, and you don't know what's going to hit, but something's going to hit them. Something's going to make them realize that, wait a second, I'm doing something wrong. Now, honestly, once a bee, sometimes always a bee, but you don't care if she's a bee to this guy that's trying to hit on her and take her to the backseat of his car. You want her to have that power to be a bee. You just don't want her to be a witch to you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of concerning. Apparently, Australian athletes have already been robbed in Rio. I mean, we're getting ready for the Olympics this week. I am so excited. But Australian athletes had to be evacuated from the Rio Village Friday night. Why? Get this. Okay? Because a fire alarm. Actually, they were evacuated. And fire alarms had been turned off at the time. And I believe there was supposedly a fire. I'm not sure. And when they came back, they found that Zika protective shirts were stolen, as well as a laptop. And we're being told that Brazilian firemen stole them. Australian team boss Kitty Chiller says she crossed paths with the thieves at the height of Friday's fire drama at the Olympics Athletes Village. At the time, Chiller's initial thought was the shirts may have been given to firemen by Australian team members as thanks for helping them evacuate. It doesn't seem to be what happened. A cycling official had a laptop stolen from a fifth-floor room during the evacuation, but Chiller was uncertain whether it contained any sensitive team information. Our IT equipment in our operational space had also been rifled through, but nothing had been stolen. A report from authorities investigating the blaze revealed several shortcomings in the response to the fire, which Australian hierarchy believed was caused by a cigarette tossed by a local worker into a pile of garbage in the basement. So Rio has two separate firefighting entities. They got civil and military. And Chiller arrived at the Athletes Village midway through the evacuation. Chiller, again, is the Australian team boss. Okay? Ooh, she looks mad. Oh, boy. All right, hold on a second. All right, she said, when I arrived, I saw three firefighters. I don't know which one they were from, walking out with our team shirts. I did notice it, and I thought, oh, maybe they have helped evacuate people, so we were giving them team shirts. I guess shooter Warren Potten slept through the fire evacuation of the Olympic building when forced to revamp. He was oblivious to the fire in the basement. Why? Because there were no fire alarms. The fire alarms had been deactivated at the time of the fire. And I guess he had no idea. This is just a cluster, okay? I guess Chiller and her emergency support team have now elected fire wardens for each of the 18th floors of the Australian residence at the village. You know how deadly that could have been? Overnight firemen were stationed on all floors and security guards in the basement as a temporary measure. The Australian officials had no idea at the time that the fire alarms had been deactivated. Obviously, that is completely unacceptable. They had not been warned about that. They had no idea. And so I guess there were numerous people given approval to deactivate the alarms. So right now they've been checking and they've been double checking. And I believe there are 31 buildings that currently encompass the village. This is just one big cluster after another. I'm not sure what the answer should be on what they should do, but I would say when they do choose a place for, and look, I understand a whole country can't be at fault for, you know, some sort of a sting operation to steal mosquito shirts, but yeah, I know. I mean, is that what they were looking for? One laptop and mosquito shirts. That's frustrating. You know, guys, when you're in a foreign country, by the way, when you're in America, okay, people steal too. I don't understand why people think they could leave their house. You know, we grew up always being told by our parents that when they grew up, the front door would be unlocked. And neighbors could walk right in, just like Fred and Ethel Mertz on I Love Lucy. And you just left the door unlocked and neighbors would come in. And you were always dressed and in your makeup and you were, you know, because people would just come in. And, you know, and I would run around and zigzag through the neighborhood and run into this house, and that's what, you know. And, no, things are, you got to lock your car, you got to lock your apartment. I mean, when we went to St. Martin, we were warned that what we should do is actually have the windows completely rolled down in the car and let people see that there's nothing in there so they don't break the window. And, you know, we fail to realize that, you know, we are pretty protected in America. And there's a lot of things that don't happen here that happen elsewhere. But it could happen anywhere. So, you know, use the same caution. So, you know, maybe this is a plus. Maybe, you know, all they did was take away one laptop because everything else was locked up. You know, maybe, you know, we have to, you know, give credit where credit's due. But to think that you could be sleeping somewhere where a fire alarm was deactivated, that's deadly. That's scary. Speaking of deadly and scary, Pokemon Go. We're hearing of people being ambushed. We're hearing of people, getting robbed. Well, the Israeli army is already on top of it, and they've made a statement. And right now, they are banning Pokemon Go. The army said Monday it has banned its forces from playing the game on Israeli military bases due to security concerns. In a directive to soldiers and officers, the army warned the game activates cell phone cameras and location services and could leak sensitive information like army base locations and photographs of the bases. The military is also concerned that soldiers could download a fake application that impersonates Pokemon Go but could leak information from soldiers' phones. Pokemon Go players, they obviously roam the streets and buildings, they hold up their mobile phones, they follow a digital map, they catch creatures that appear on the screen, and honestly, I'm already bored with the game. I don't even play it anymore. Israeli civilians are also being warned about the perils of chasing Pikachu and other digital creatures in the game. The Israeli Cancer Association has advised players not to go outdoors to catch Pokemon creatures in the middle of the day to avoid excessive sun exposure and other tips to protect oneself. Apparently, they're having a heat wave, too. And, of course, you have to be concerned about accidents and being abducted, etc. Apparently, a 15-year-old girl suffered a head injury after she fell off her bicycle while pursuing Pokemon creatures. A 35-year-old player ran into a glass door and suffered massive bleeding in his legs. All right, so the game is a little stupid. They said for Palestinians, Pokemon Go is frustrating because they don't have mobile high-speed internet in the West Bank and Gaza. And so they can't seem to play it as well as they want to. All right. And so, wow. Apparently, there was a Pokemon located on the premises of the Palestinian Legislative Council. This is an off-limits government building run by Hamas, the Islamic militant group that controls Gaza. And Naeem Samsoom, a 26-year-old Gaza-based animator, was in territory wanting to grab the Pokemon, and he was stopped by Hamas. So I would say, guys, for Pokemon Go, get it out of your system. It's not really the most exciting game. Get it out of your system. Get it done with. Say you played it. Everybody will think you're cool. All right. Really quickly, back to breastfeeding. They say most newborns are not breastfed within the first hour of birth, which is depriving them of essential nutrients and antibodies. According to the agency, if you delay breastfeeding by 2 hours, to 23 hours after birth, it increases the risk of dying in the first 28 days of life by 40%. I'm sorry. I could use some nutrient milk as of now. Sorry, I'm tired. They say delaying breastfeeding by over a day increases that risk to 80%. So Franz Begin, UNICEF senior nutrition advisor, says early breastfeeding can make the difference between life or death. If all babies are fed nothing but breast milk from the moment they are born until they are 6 months old, they said 800,000 lives would be saved every year. So, remember, guys, if you can breastfeed, do it urgently. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.